when she broke eggs, well, nowadays, what parts do you get from an egg?
Well, the yolk and the white and the yolk.
Uh-huh. What color is the yolk?
Yellow.
How did your mother cook eggs when she served them in the morning?
Usually fried them mm-hmm. after bacon or ham or something. Mm-hmm. We didn't know what poaching eggs was.
Gee, it's nice now that we can get those and drop them in those little old things mm-hmm. and just steam them. But, she ever put them in boiling water?
Yeah, we used to boil eggs, soft boil them now and then in the shell.
How many minutes would that take?
Oh, usually about 3 or 4 minutes. You had your butter ready to go and good.
And then if she cooked them for 8 minutes?
It'd be hard boiled.
When you butchered, did you ever take beef and cut it in thin pieces and hang it out to dry?
No, but we've cured it, put it down in brine, and made what they call jerk beef or chip beef, like you buy in these jars.
Mm-hmm. You know. Boy, that's expensive.
So. Yeah, it is. It's quite a process to make that stuff, but it's not near as big a process as this price to buy. That runs up about 80-90 cents a pound.
Well, gee whiz, last we got, I figured it was $1.69 a pound.
Oh, it was. We haven't bought any for you.
Boy, well, sure we don't buy it very often.
It makes good gravy, doesn't it?
Oh, my, yes.
This bunch between here and Thomas, the River Brothers, not the Amish over there, they do that. They used to do that a lot. They'd taken what they call jerk their beef, mm-hmm. the muscle, instead of cutting your muscle, they'd loosen it here. They'd jerk cut out the whole muscle, you know, round muscle. And then they'd put that in a brine, keep it so long, mm-hmm. and then drain it and put it in another brine, and then they'd find it dry after what they'd wind up and just keep it.
Mm. The whole muscle. Huh?
Yeah. And then they'd just cut it off in real thin slices. And that's what your meat is, you buy it in jars.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Just steak, in other words, huh?
Yeah, I was up here to this neighbor's about a year ago, or a year and a half ago, and he had a quarter of beef ready to start in on.
Hmm.
Yeah, they was pretty good on that. Dad used to do some, but he wasn't so good at it.
Well,
it was pretty good.
I guess you have to have a pretty great desire to eat that stuff if you're going to go to that trouble.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
I think I asked you about bacon. What did you call the part on the outside after you fried it?
Rind.
That's kind of nice to chew on.
Yes, it's good. I like the rind. They usually cut it off now, but I used to like to eat it.
Yeah.
Kind of crisp.
We didn't have such delicacies as chewing gum every time we wanted it and all that sort of stuff. Did you ever lose any meat?
Spoil?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, one spring we butchered too late, and it has to cool out, get that animal heat out of it again before you salt her down or all, or you mm-hmm. lose it. And we lost a bunch of ours.
It's spoiled, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty big, you know, pretty big hams and all, and it boils from the inside out.
Huh.
Yeah, sure it is.
How about butter?
Used to make it, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, used to make the butter.
What happens to that when it goes bad?
Just rancid.
What's it do, smell and taste? And
yeah, the main thing there is getting the milk and stuff worked out of your butter.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't, which you can't work it all out, why? As an acid comes in stale butter, it's pretty rancid.
What do you do with it then?
Oh, you can cook with it after it gets a little strong to eat on your bread and all.
Uh-huh.
But then, if it gets bad enough, I guess you'd probably have to feed it to cats.
Boy. Well, what would you call milk when it's just starting to turn sour?
Blinky.
And then when it's curdled?
Clabber.